Welcome to the Hollow Earth Network. Tonight, hear live from Hollow Earth. Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. Starships are arriving from throughout the galaxy. Earth is putting on a show. Benevolent Argarthians, emerging from subterranean cities, bring information long withheld. Learn what everyone knows but us. Immense starships are arriving from distant star systems. Why? Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. This is a galactic event. Our loving Hollow Earth family brings knowledge, knowledge of our evolution to fifth dimension. What should we know? What should we do? How should we prepare? Where will we be in December 2012? Learn from the most informed network on the planet. The Hollow Earth Network.
Dale, good evening, everybody. This is Dale Benedum, your host tonight on the Hollow Earth Network. And it is Monday, February 13th, day before Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day. We want to wish all of you the very best as well for that day tomorrow. Tonight, as usual, our standing guest is Colonel Billy Fay Woodard from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and his number two in charge, Jane Stevens. Welcome to the show, Billy and Jane.
Thank you.
Hi there, Dale.
Well, folks, I think we're going to start the show off where we left off on the Saturday call with Ann DeHart, where Billy, if you would, please explain to us where you were while your father, Zora, was speaking through you. Where were you in his body?
I was on the ship Neptune.
And this is the ship Neptune that's
the other ship that was docked with Neptune.
I understand. And we got this information from Steve Beckow and his website, the 2012 scenario, and he had introduced pretty much this meeting that we were going to try to get. He's going to try to get some people together to literally go on board the Neptune with Commander Grinner, and more or less, this would be our first contact. And the plans fell through. You care to talk about any of that? Do you know any knowledge of this? What went on the ship while you were up there?
Well, when I was there, of course, I was in my father's body. And Archangel Michael and Grinner were on board my father's ship, speaking with the crew. They were waiting to have an audience with Zora. Of course, they weren't going to have an audience with Zora with me and his body, so I had to leave. But that's basically what transpired there. And then, of course, I was back in my body. So,
pretty quick trip, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, speeding ahead, we also have news that there have been boxes, these metal boxes that have been appearing, apparently, on all the world's beaches worldwide, I think that as far back as 2008, but it came to our attention when they have started appearing on our West Coast beaches here in the United States, all up and down the West Coast, and a lot of ET spacecraft activity have been seen on these sites. Do you have any firsthand knowledge, and can you tell us what these are?
Yeah, I can tell you what they are, yes. They are devices that were located on all the world beaches, and what they're there for, once activated, they are to begin the purification of the oceans.
These have been reported to be very heavy. They've had rather large equipment out there to try to move these things. There must be some kind of a gravitational lock to the Earth, and they also are humming. Care to comment on that?
The humming is because they've been activated.
Okay. Wow. Well, it sounds like the Agarthians are definitely at work, just like you and your father has said in the past.
Yes.
So, wow. This is awesome. This is great. This is really good news.
They're definitely doing their thing.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to you. That's all the questions I have right now.
Okay.
You have anything you'd like to add?
I'm trying to pull up the questions you sent me so I can look at them, but I'm having difficulty
perhaps
here.
Well, Billy, maybe I can hop just a little bit while Dale is also doing a little bit of work. Apparently,
okay.
I can just go back, if I can go back to when you were on Neptune. There was a question in regards to you having reported that you had seen Grenner as well as Archangel Michael. One of the questions that has been posed was, did you see any Earth beings at all that were visiting at that time when you were there?
Not at that time, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I saw people in Earth-style clothes. Whether or not they were from Earth or not, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Another question that has also come up. Now, the questions that we're asking this evening, by the way, for the audience, is that people who weren't able to ask some questions were asked to send some questions over to Ann at Hollow Earth Network, and these are the questions now that have come up. So anything that obviously has been repetitious, we're going to ask that you go into the archives. One of the questions that someone has asked is, what causes the heat inside of the Earth that melts rock and causes volcanoes on top?
The level of volcanic activity is concentrated 400 miles into the Earth's crust. The Earth's crust is 400 miles into the Earth's crust is the center of gravity. That is where the volcanic action takes place, not in the center of the planet.
Okay, all right. So it does. I mean, obviously, it makes sense that volcanoes obviously can melt rock, correct?
Of course.
Now, what causes the heat then within Hollow Earth?
The heat is from the Hollow Earth is from two sources. The first form of heat is from the sun, the central sun. The second form of heat is from the bodies of the people themselves.
Okay. All right. Dale, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm scanning some of these emails right now. Boy, I tell you, everybody's been doing their homework, but there's obviously they have no idea they're asking these questions.
Lost Dale.
Okay, we lost Dale. Okay. Well, let me go ahead. I'll go ahead with another question.
I think you lost Dale.
Okay. There was another question in regards to going to Hollow Earth, Billy. We're all going, if the people that are going to be going into Hollow Earth, they already become gradually transformed in the process of moving into Hollow Earth. The question that was posed by someone is, if they decide they want to come back to the Earth, to the first surface, will they turn back into third and fourth dimension?
The ones that are going to Hollow Earth, if they go, they go early, earlier than the actual gathering, if their desire is to return to the surface, they would not be transformed. They would basically go on a visit, and they would return the same way they came.
So someone who has an illness, whether it's arthritis of or sickness of some sort, if they were to go to Hollow Earth, would they heal the health, and then once they left Hollow Earth, they would go back again to their normal existence?
Health-wise, if they received any healings, that would retain in the bodies.
Okay. But it's, okay, I understand. But in terms of third and fourth dimensional consciousness, they would go. They would revert back to that if they came back to the surface, and because they were just visitors in Hollow Earth, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question here. This doesn't have a name on it, but it says, how do you view the importance of the humming that is being reported and for the photon cloud phenomenon?
The humming coming from the boxes, as I said before, this is a repetitious answer, by the way, is the Agarthians getting ready, and they're in the process of purifying the oceans of the pollutions that's in the oceans. That's the purpose for the boxes. The humming sound coming from them is from is because they've been activated to do their work.
Okay, I think they were referring to the humming coming from the earth. These sounds have been coming from all over the earth, and I've heard these recordings.
That's also the Agarthians doing their work. It has nothing to do with military. It has nothing to do with HARP. It has nothing to do with anything on the surface. This is being done and transmitted by the Agarthians. And that's also in the process of cleaning the atmosphere and cleaning the earth itself, so the water tables, things of this nature, purifying the polluted groundwater.
Okay. Jane?
Yes.
Any more questions on you? Because I'm still scanning some more. Folks, you'll have to bear with me. I had a full day today. I was very preoccupied from 9 to 5, and I barely had enough time to get back here, get myself organized, and shoot some questions off to Billy and Jane. So we are doing this on the fly tonight, no preparations. And I kind of like it that way because it's spontaneous, if you will. And there's nothing rehearsed here. So we are literally scanning these questions, and there's an awful lot of them as we go along here. So bear with us, folks.
Well,
just enjoy the ride.
Here's another question. Billy.
Okay.
Now, this is in regards to reincarnation. If people from the surface, if they go into Hollow Earth, they revert back in terms of aging process. They're going to be youthful again. So if one is 80 years old, they can actually revert back to when they're to a body and the consciousness of a 25-year-old. Is that correct? If I'm 80 and I go into Hollow Earth, I will look and feel like a 30-year-old, perchance, hopefully. But will my consciousness and my mentality, will that be of an 80-year-old in terms of experience and maturity? Or will I revert and go back to being a 30-year-old also mentally? That's a good question.
Okay. You're going to retain the knowledge you have acquired through your age. The only thing that will be changing will be your physical form. You will revert back to an earlier time, like Zora. He looks like he's in his mid to late 20s, but he's 150,000 trips around the sun. So
All right.
Take it from that.
Okay. Now, tagging on to that, if children are moving into Hollow Earth, now the children obviously will become. How will they present themselves in Hollow Earth? If we have a 5-year-old child who goes into Hollow Earth, that child will have what? Will be how many trips around the sun, and what type of mentality will that child have? A 5-year-old, correct?
The ones that go into Hollow Earth with the
their children.
I'm talking about the ones that are going into Hollow Earth. At the gathering. Everyone that goes into Hollow Earth at the gathering are going to be mass transformed.
How will children be?
Into fifth dimensional bodies.
They will
grow, and they will not be limited to their growth. They will not be limited to their mental capacity. They will be open and free to express themselves in a peaceful, harmonious manner.
Yes, I think I what I'm hearing you say is that children and babies, when they move into Hollow Earth and become fifth-dimensional beings, then they will be Hollow Earth in their bodies. As far as the growth and maturity, however, they're still children, so they will have the thinking and the creativity of a fifth-dimensional child. Is that correct?
That's right.
Thank you. I hope that answers this question from someone. Okay. Dale?
Yes, there's a question. Actually, I've got two here loaded up. This one's coming from Amor. It says, can we add to the mantra? This is a request, by the way. Can we add to the mantra? And this is having the mantra, I'm assuming, is with the headbands. He wants to know if he can add this to it. For astral travel to Hollow Earth, unquote.
You can travel through the mind and through astral travel by doing the mantra in a committed action of doing it over and over and over, each night. The mantra is a tool to assist you to get there. Not just Hollow Earth, but also intergalactic, and also if you want to, if you're afraid of getting too far off the ground, you can travel to somewhere on the planet Earth.
Here's a question that's been asked before, but they ask it in a respectful way, and I'm going to go ahead and shoot it out there to you. When it's time to go to our respective homes, will it be on an individual basis or with family and friends?
That will all be based on the DNA in the body. The DNA will determine who will go where. Most likely family units are going to be going with the family units. That would be my understanding. And then after they've gotten to their prospective locations, they're not limited. They can go wherever they wish to go because they will be in a fifth-dimensional body.
Now, thank you for that question there, Amor Allworth. And also, here's one from this is coming from Stephen A. Mart. He says, The date is for May 20th of this year. The annular solar eclipse over Shasta and Talos. He says, the center path of the eclipse will pass nearly over Shasta. Is there any particular significance to this event in relation to be centered near Shasta? Are we planning on visiting Shasta for the event?
Well, we don't plan on visiting Shasta for that event.
Okay.
If others desire to be there, that's up to them. Is there a significance in them being there? It's all individual, to the individual, however they feel about it. If they feel they must be present at that event, do so. If they feel they're not necessarily have to be there at the event, don't worry about it. But there's no major significance in it.
Ooh, hey, here's a good one for you. I don't think this has ever been asked. On the last radio call, he made, I'm assuming this is you, Billy or Zori, made mention of a sister world from another dimension in that we had a visitor from that world. He used a name that sounded like John Quam or Kiam, a time traveler, in that his world is parallel to ours. That world is not fifth dimension. Is it still fourth? If he, please, can you elaborate on this a bit? That's from Teresa from Florida.
Right. It would be fourth dimension.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. You have any on deck there, Jane?
Well,
No, that's okay. All right, we're waiting
yeah,
here,
I
folks. We're
actually.
I want to thank Ann too for helping out here on this compilation of whoever this was that sent this in a doc form. Let's see. Third dimensional existence is terribly difficult. Third dimensional existence is terribly difficult. I come from a world of creativity, and so much of my contribution has gone to neglect. My creations are often not recognized or simply taken without so much as acknowledgement. All godliness is taken into third dimension sort of way, stolen. Where does universal love and all one get broad recognition? Do I abandon my family and create elsewhere with those of cognition? That makes me into those who cannot play through to resolve over time. There it is, time, a fourth dimensional. I think this is more of a statement. Okay, here's the question. I am stuck on a planet that underwent a violent event that seared our minds to demand only violent ends. Charles. Oh, man. I don't know. That's a deep one.
Are they stuck on a planet that what?
Underwent a violent event that seared our minds to demand only violent ends. Meaning, are we only predispositioned more or less to violence?
No. You're all subject to change.
Okay. Let's see here. We have any more? Oh, okay. I reached the end of that one. Let's go back for. We're going to go back here to
maybe
the next.
I could ask Billy a question.
Yeah,
Billy, this is also a repetitious, however, perhaps maybe because people are still asking this question. Many people are still asking to confirm if they belong to Hollow Earth. They also want to know if they belong to the stars or Hollow Earth. This is asked by Gwen, but then this is also a question that many people have asked. We understand that you say that it's within the DNA that's going to determine where they go to, but I guess some people are asking for their own personal knowledge where they are going. Do you have an answer for that?
Well, that's kind of a deep one. I mean, that's a
self-reflecting
question.
Sitting in front of them, I could probably tell them where they're from, but I'm not sitting in front of them, so I wouldn't.
So they need to wait? Are you saying that they will need to wait, right?
Yeah, they would need to wait. They'll know the ships that are here to gather together the people for the trips to their other worlds, prospective worlds. They will be announced and they will be contacted about it. I'm quite sure of that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Can I insert a comment here? This question has come up with me on my own personal journeys through life, and one thing that it keeps coming back to me is search within yourself. Get centered within yourself and start asking the questions out loud to your guardian angels, to your spirit guides, to your shamans. People, we have been led by leaders of this world because that is the program that has been running. The dark cabal and these Kabbalist people, the people that have been running the show for so long, they have been keeping us in this low density of vibration and have made us believe that they are the anointed leaders. Look, even Christ, Jesus himself said, look, all the answers that you want to the universe lies within yourself. Folks, begin to ask yourself these questions and ask them out loud to, and ask them three times. Whatever the questions you have, what you're doing is when you ask these questions three times, you are asserting to and you are acknowledging to your guardian angels that you have a question that needs to be answered. And by asking it three times, it is an affirmation to them to get the answers to you. And then once you ask them, release it and let it go and pay attention, not only with your ears, but listen to what your heart tells you. And usually those first thought patterns that come into you, more or less, if they feel right in your gut and they give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, those are probably the answers you're looking for. I'm telling you, it works. But you've just do the things that you've learned how to do through the years. Listen to these people that should tell you how to align your chakras. Billy and Zora both have talked about a healing technique and how to shed this fourth dimensional self of ours. And it's a video that we put out, but unfortunately we have a little bit of a problem with this video and legalities. We're working on that. Zora and Billy are aware of it. We hope to get this video back up. But as it stands right now, the video is not there. But I could tell you, folks.
Hello?
Okay, Billy, I'm back. You're back.
I don't know. I wonder if we've lost Dale. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Him again.
What happened? Dale?
I'm here. Hello, guys. Shit.
Okay, it's about 6:28, and my father's about to... He's been tapping me on the shoulder, so I'm going to be quiet for a few moments. And Jane, why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit there, and I will go ahead and let my father commence his arrival.
Can you hear
arrival.
Me?
Thank you, Billy. I just wanted to say hello to everyone again, and thank you for being on this call with Dale, with all of us. And I think it's really paramount that we all need, well, it would be wonderful, and I know how anxious people are about this coming, these few months that we have left as we move into ascension. And I can't, I think what Dale has mentioned early, just now is very, very profound in terms of going within to find the answers for yourself. If you, however, feel like you would like to have a private consultation with Billy and or Zora, please feel free to give us a call at that 224 number, and we could go ahead and set up a consultation with you where you may be able to ask personally some of the questions that you would like to have for yourself and for your family. But other than that, I think that we all need to work on our consciousness, as we all are, and everyone is moving into their heart space, which is the marvelous area where all the answers are for each one of us. So perhaps maybe Zora might be with us already?
Indeed.
Hello, Zora, and welcome.
And how be you, beloved masters?
Welcome to the show, Zora.
Indeed.
All right. I'm back. Can you hear me now, Jane?
I can hear you fine, Dale.
Okay, great. I'm back. Well, I must I don't know what that was, but I'm back here. All righty. Well, Zora, been quite an event this last week. We had an attempted visitation, 20 Earthlings or humans here on the surface, had a failed attempt with the Neptune. Would you care to add anything to it?
It is not over.
It is not over. Well, Grenner did say, by no means is this over, so I'll take that on
faith. No, there will be several journeys termed as joyrides, and the term joyride is quite profound, because it is a joy to travel in an aeroship such as the Neptune. It is quite an immense vessel. It is 2,000 feet in diameter, which is much bigger than my ship.
How big again is it?
2,000 feet in diameter.
Oof. Wow. Okay.
Quite a large vessel.
Yes. Yes,
quite
indeed.
Capable of taking the Earth delegation on a journey.
My question, Zora,
indeed,
is why did it fail at the beginning?
Because the individual that was in the process of announcing the event was asked to keep it low key. It was not done. Consequently, the what is termed as the cabal, you term it, the powers that be on the surface of Earth, were watching the individual that was transmitting the information. And it started out with a small delegation of 25. Then it went to 50. Then it was asked to go to 100. Then it was asked to go to 150. They wanted more and more and more. Grinner has no problem with that, but it will be done in smaller portions. They will be breaking them down into smaller journeys, not smaller journeys, but smaller pickups. A delegation of 25 will be going on the 10-day journey. The others will be going on shorter trips, because the ones that are delegated to go need to go.
So this journey to destroy...
A long time ago, back in our history here in the 1950s, it is a common knowledge now that there was the benevolent beings and malevolent beings that came forth to our governments and our military and presented they had presented their side of their stories, and with that came treaties. And they were given the choice to either go with the light or go with the dark, and they chose to go with the dark beings because they were given weapons, or they were given technology that created weapons. And that is the decision that our governments made. Now, be that as it may, we have a Constitution of the United States of America, a Bill of Rights. This was never brought before the population back in, and our forefathers did not have the ability to choose, and this was not made known to the public. And because of that, wasn't that indeed a violation of our Constitution? And if indeed it was a violation of our Constitution, do we, the people, right now have the ability and have the right to deem those treaties null and void and create our own treaties that we can now begin the process of contact?
Indeed you do. And you you need to step forth and be counted. Step forth and start asking for these. And you will get it. If you are earnest in your heart and in your mind, you will get what you are seeking.
Well, Zora, I want to, if I may, I would like to put an invitation out there, and it's for, actually, it's going to involve three people here, and I would like to invite on a private call, and we could do this off air sometime, but I would like to put the invitation out there to the author of the website 2012 scenario, Steve Becko. Linda Dillon, who is the channel for Grenner, and Grenner himself. I would like to, let's talk about this. Let's get together on a show, and I would like to put the invitation out there, if it's okay with you, with your permission.
I have no difficulty in this. Do what you feel you need to do.
Okay, so
I wish to make contact with Grinner and my Archangel Michael. Do so.
So I'm putting the invitation out there. Then I'm inviting Steve Becko, Linda Dillon, Grinner, Archangel Michael, and others as well. Let's have a show and discuss in a forum or in a roundtable discussion. Maybe the steps that we need to do to put the intentions out there that we need to recognize that the treaties that have been signed in the past should be rendered null and void, and new treaties should be enacted so we can move forward with this contact, and let's get busy. And folks up there that are listening above us in the heavens above us, I think it's high time that you come down here and get your hands dirty with the rest of us. We need assistance. It's time. I mean, time is moving faster and faster, and December 21st, 2012 is going to be upon us in no time. So with that, I'm going to let that out there into the universe, and I'm sure they're listening. And here again, folks, the intention is of pure heart and pure love, of just this humble radio host doing his due diligence to create the love that's needed to get us jump-started into this next stage of human evolution.
You must remember, Dale, the question that you were asking about the treaties being null and void. They've already been null and void. The Galactic Federation has already seen to that.
Excellent.
That is why the subtlety race that is...
Well, folks, it looks like we may have hit a nerve. And I'm sure Seth is working on getting Zor back.
Why don't I do this,
yes,
Dale?
Yes, he's calling him back right now. I just got the message.
Okay.
Well, how about that, Jane? What do you think? Are you in agreement of this? I think,
hello?
You know, the time has come.
Hello?
We need to really start talking again.
Hello?
And getting more people involved. So we got Zor back.
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay. Wow.
They have been removed from the moon, and they are being removed from Earth as well.
Who?
the beings that are not in best interest to Mother Earth are being removed. Those contracts that were, or treaties that were between the extraterrestrials and your governments, the ones that are not for the best interest of man, are being stopped and removed. They're being told to vacate Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is about to transcend, to ascend to a higher plane of existence. And in doing so, there cannot...
Amen. I identify with that 100%. And I know there's a lot of people out here that don't, and that's okay, folks. If you don't agree with anything you're hearing tonight, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong or right. It just means that you're not ready to hear or to know the truth. It may be something you have signed in a contract prior to this life, but no. And if you just have a glimpse of truth of anything that you've heard here tonight so far, you owe it to yourself to go within yourself or listen to these shows.
Perhaps maybe. Hello, JL. The other phone has kind of died again. So I'm going to hand over my phone to Zora, and Zora can continue with the call. I do have a couple. I do have a question for Zora. However, Zora, apparently now the road is open for further ascension scenarios such as Grenner and his ship to come forth. Is that true? Are there others that are out there now that are also going to be doing similarly? I will answer that.
Indeed. Indeed, there are others that will be coming forth.
Oh, excellent. Well, this ascension is this process for us in this flesh, in this human, doesn't come with great comfort. I would have to say there's aches and pains and fatigue and things of that sort. Zora, is there any methods out there that you can think of that you haven't shared with us in the past that people can help themselves assimilate to these effects?
The question again, please.
Are there any methods that you haven't shared with us in the past that can help us assimilate to the physical effects that we're feeling with the galactic center energy coming to the planet and through the planet? Are there ways that we can adapt to it?
Ways to adapt to it?
Well, not adapt. Is there ways that we can use, is there techniques that we can use to help us become more comfortable with the aches and pains and the fatigue and the headaches that people are experiencing?
We have lost Dale again.
Zora, could you perhaps maybe, this is just encouragement for others, I think, including myself, what other scenarios do you see play coming forward in terms of another ship coming through, either from the galactic or perhaps maybe from the inner universe?
Inner Earth ships will be coming forth after which time, as what's called the gathering. Before that, ships that have come forth, of course, one is the Neptune. There will be others as well, but and they will announce themselves in due time. According to this primitive computer, It is what is called 6:45. We have 15 minutes of more questions.
Okay, you know what? Would you like to take some live questions, Zora, on the telephone?
Indeed. Do so.
Okay, Seth, let's open up the phone lines. And while he's working on that, all right, we're going to be taking some questions.
And you want to know what you can do to prepare yourselves for your ascension. What you can do is steer yourselves away from dead foods and eat only living foods. Living foods would be termed as vegetables, fruit, things of this nature. If your foodstuffs are of the what you call the beef, and what is termed as the pork, and what is termed as fish, and what is termed as poultry, then steer away from it. It is not good for you. You need to revert back to Mother Nature. Mother Nature has all the nutrients you could ever possibly imagine. All of your fruits and vegetables have enough nutrients in them to combat all the diseases upon the face of the earth. However, there are so much poisons in your gardens and things of this nature, pesticides and chemicals and things of this nature. Steer away from those and start growing your food organically. And stay away from pesticides. Stay away from plant foods and things of this nature. The garden divas are quite capable of raising your gardens to flourish beyond measure. All you have to do is ask them to do so.
Excellent. With that, callers, if anybody would like to call in with some questions, the phone lines are open. You could call toll-free here in the U.S. and Canada at 888-627-6008, and we have four other lines. You could call in directly. The Skype address is BBS Radio. If you're on Skype, you can ask questions and type questions in there. And if you're listening to us on the telephone, well, you can't ask any questions. So, all right, folks. So if anyone, yeah, we definitely want some international calls out there, too. Also, please, if you would, leave some comments on the page here. We'd love to get your feedback about this program. I'm sure there's a if you click on either one of the square boxes there on the first page, it'll take you to the actual BBS Radio Hollow Earth Network show page. And on that page, you can leave comments. Let's see, where was it? Yes, it's called feedback. If you'll see a blossom, an actual flower in a backdrop of the space, of our space, in the top left-hand corner up there, you can leave feedback, I'm sure. And it says feedback, so I think they could click on that. Anyways, do we have anybody on the line, Seth?
Hey, Dale. There was another question from someone, the question to Zora or Billy was why some people live in inner Earth versus hollow Earth. What's the difference? And why do they desire to live in inner Earth versus hollow Earth?
Well, people live within the Earth's crust because they have been living there for eons. Why they choose to live there is their own accord, their own reasoning. They are more than welcome to come to Hollow Earth and live there as well. However, they desire to remain within the Earth's crust. But the people within the Earth's crust are not limited to their surroundings. They can go where they wish to. So, only a few that are in the Earth's crust are not permitted into Hollow Earth because they are not of a harmonious, loving nature. They would be termed as the Deros and Teros, the degenerates of Atlantis.
Wow. Yes.
Dale. So my question for Zora is, he says that they will always be there. For how long will they always be there? Is that into infinity, or can they move from that stage of consciousness or that level of consciousness?
If they change their attitudes, and they change what is termed as their desires, they would be permitted. However, they choose not to.
That's what there is. Here's a question. It's kind of lengthy here, but I'm just going to... This is coming from Grace. I think this may have been asked before, but I'm just kind of scanning here. I'm going to go ahead and ask it, if I may. I would like to ask a question. Hope this makes the deadline. Coming from Grace. Billy and Zor talk about an ascension that involves Mother Earth transforming, and for those who choose to be protected from the shifting, either by going to inner Earth or off planet, depending on our DNA. However, many others teach that life will go on with us on board, navigating to the earthly, political, financial, etc. changes, while still firmly upon the surface. Please, could you please speak about the difference? I resonate with Billy and Zora. Tell us.
All right, I will tell you. You have what is termed as the ascension of Mother Earth. Mother Earth is about to expand in her size. And when she does so, there's going to be upheavals upon the face of Terra or the Mother Earth. These upheavals are going to change the face of Terra or Mother Earth. Terra is the more proper name for Mother Earth. And some people call it Gaia. But the proper name is Terra. Anyway, the Earth changes that will be placating upon the face of Terra will be so huge and such a magnitude that no one would want to be on the surface. That is why they are going to be removed. So they will be safe in keeping, and those going to Hollow Earth will be safe and secure. Those going to off-world planets will be safe and secure. After the what is called the re-terraforming of the Mother Earth or Terra, those that wish to return to the surface may do so, but they will be coming to an entirely changed world.
All right. Thank you for that, Grace, and thank you, Zora. We have Wyatt on line 3 from New York. Welcome, Wyatt.
Thank you. Hello, Zora.
Indeed.
I have a question for you here. I was working on building a portal, as you have talked about, about a few months ago.
Indeed.
I was wondering if I could use heavy copper wire instead of sheet metal to for the inside of it. And does that have to
you can out? Use what whatever means seems favorable to your inner self. Whatever feels right for you, that is what you use. The more copper that is within the portal, the more powerful the portal.
Okay, thank you, Zora.
You must also understand, are you building are you doing what is termed as building a full-size one?
Not yet. I was going to work my way up. I was going to build a small one first.
Good idea. You don't want to build a full-size one and forget you had it open.
Right.
You might have something come through that would be not suitable for Mother Earth.
Right. I understand that, and I will be responsible with that. Thank you.
Indeed. If you were to make what is termed as a full-size one, you must make a mechanism that can lay down the portal that stops any entrances, that stops anything from another dimension entering into your dimension. So you must be very careful in your construction of these devices. They are not toys.
I understand that.
Well, Wyatt, thank you so very much. We have one more question before the show ends. That very good question there, Wyatt. And we have Kathy from Northern California on line one. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, thank you. And thank you, Zora. It's very, very honor to talk to you. And I'm asking this in respect of you and what you may have explained this before, but why is John Lear saying that he was not on the Neptune?
Well, why does he say he was not on it?
Yes.
Because he is a very private person. He does not want the publicity, nor does he want questions asked of him. He was there, indeed. But he will deny it because that is his reality.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's fair. Well, Zora, we have reached the end of another hour of here on Hollow Earth Network.
Those people that go on the vessel,
yes,
when they return and they announce of their presence upon the vessel, they are going to be sought after by many. They are going to be public appearances of these peoples. They are going to be in high demand. They are not going to have any rest. That is why he denied it.
Yes, a monumental event is about to happen. And
it is.
I'm behind it. It's time, Zora. It's time. We are giving birth to a dawning of a whole new age, and from what I understand from other sentinel beings is that what is occurring on Earth has never happened before.
Correct.
This is a test. So I am very determined to follow through, and I want all of the beings above as well as below to know that as a starseed myself, I came here for a mission. I have a mission myself, and I am following through with that mission successfully, and I have no intentions whatsoever of giving anything over to the dark side. If anything, I'm opening my heart and myself to the dark side to come forth into the light. It's your time too, brothers and sisters. If you have been operating on a darkness and you feel a hollowness within you, you don't feel fulfilled, it's time for you to step forth and come out of the darkness into the light and join us. We'll welcome you with open arms. That's what we're here for. That's what you're here
Indeed.
For. It's time.
And the brothers and sisters of Hollow Earth also agree with what you're saying. You must also understand this is for everyone, for all of us on currently on Terra. All of you, all of us, I'm not singling anyone out, but all of us on the planet, including my child, must be ready for their ascension. And to get ready for the ascension is to do away with third dimensional thinking. Start thinking fifth, fourth and fifth. Leave the third in the past where it belongs.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. May harmony, peace, joy, love, and laughter be with you all always. See you in 2 weeks. Good night.